Mercy Pereira is struggling to keep the home fires burning. For 35 years, she has been making and selling string hoppers, a popular Sri Lankan staple. But with food prices skyrocketing, cooking gas and kerosene unavailable, she's struggling.
I have to look after 8 people. I manage all the expenses with what I make, even the water and electricity bills. If costs increase more than this, I just can't go on.
Mercy is not alone. Most Sri Lankans are reeling as food inflation has raced past 50%.
I found some items about three times more than even last week. Yeah, so it's always, every day it's going up.
The person who bought kilos before now buys 250 grams. Things are at rock bottom.
The United Nations says the country's economic crisis has affected food security, agriculture, livelihoods and access to health services. Its World Food Programme says 3 out of 4 families are badly affected.
They're cutting back on meals, they're cutting back on the portions of those meals, and they're buying food that's much cheaper but much less nutritious.
The UN and non-government organizations are appealing for almost $50 million for what they describe as life-saving assistance to the worst-hit people. But there are bigger concerns.
My fear is that there is a much larger portion of the population who will very soon need the same kind of assistance unless there is a fundamental change in the situation here.
There's little sign of that at present. Fuel supplies are running low. Thousands of Sri Lankans queue for hours, sometimes days. Energy Minister Kanchana Vijayasekara says he has no choice but to introduce a weekly quota for registered consumers. Many people waiting in queues told Al Jazeera they don't believe this will work. Another group fed up with shortages took to the streets, banging pots and pans and kitchen utensils, demanding President Gotabaya Rajapaksa and his latest government step down.
The government is trying desperately to find a solution to the crisis, but must meet stringent conditions before it can secure a bailout. These don't mean much for the tens of thousands of people struggling to put food on the table. Minerva Fernandez, Al Jazeera, Colombo.